The Irish Independent reports in its lead story that tough COVID-19 restrictions are likely to remain until sometime in June. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, is quoted as saying that people should expect to be working from home full-time for the next 3 or 4 months. The plan is to proceed very cautiously on the basis of the data in front of us for as long as it takes, he said. Bed down until June, says the Irish Daily Mail headline over a report that Dr. Glynn signalled little change on the 5th of April. And ministers are split on easing the 5 kilometre travel restriction next month, according to the Irish Times. The Irish Examiner highlights the statement by the Health Service executive that it will be a period of days before the AstraZeneca vaccine will be given to the public here. Other European countries will start administering AstraZeneca from today, the paper says, after the European Medicines Agency confirmed that it is not associated with an increase in the overall risk of blood clots in those who receive it. The Northern Ireland Health Minister, Robin Swan, meanwhile, has moved to reassure the public following news of a delay in delivery of AstraZeneca. The Irish News reports him saying that all adults in the north are still expected to be offered their first COVID vaccine by the end of July. The race meeting at Cheltenham provides the main story for two papers. The Irish Sun reports on Paul Dean, a canny punter, as it calls him, who cashed out his €5 5-leg accumulator for €300,000 after the first 4 nags romped home. He breathed a sigh of relief when his 5th horse fell, the paper says. Wonder Woman is the Irish Daily Mirror's headline. That's the jockey Rachel Blackmore, who the paper says is tipped to become the first female rider to win the Gold Cup and the first woman to scoop the Cheltenham Top Jockey Award. In other front-page stories, The Times reports that Mary McAleese, former president, has criticised Pope Francis as a populist who raises expectations only to dash them. This follows the publication of a Vatican document approved by the Pope, which sustained a ban on same-sex blessings. The Independent picks up on the finding by the Central Statistics Office that 2,267 households in the state have no piped water supply, and almost the same number said they had no sewerage facility of any kind. The Examiner looks at a study by researchers at Queen's University Belfast, which found that cows who suffered what it calls livestock lockdown may have been damaged emotionally. And there is much attention given to the suggestion by a Minister of State, Josepha Madigan, that the name of the newspaper, The Kerryman, be given a more gender-neutral title, such as The Kerry Person. Laura Colgan, in a column in The Star, says of Ms. Madigan, "I'd like to see her champion real-life causes like pay parity, childcare and gender-based violence over a non-issue that won't make a blind bit of difference to any of us." A letter writer in The Times has a suggestion with biblical overtones about the minister's own name. Jason Power of Dartry, Dublin, says if she has a sexist issue with the name of the Kerryman, then at the very least Josepha Madigan should lead by example and change her first name to Maria.